Former long-time inmate Arthur Taylor believes the biggest barrier to giving prisoners the right to vote is Winston Peters, and he's offering to meet with the New Zealand First leader to explain why it's the right thing to do. The Waitangi Tribunal wants MPs to urgently reinstate all prisoners' right to vote in time for next year's election, saying the ban that was introduced in 2010 breaches the treaty and disproportionately affects Māori. Justice Minister Andrew Little says he's leaning towards recommending to Cabinet that the voting ban only be lifted for those serving a sentence of up to 3 years. Arthur Taylor kicked off the voting rights case that went all the way to the Supreme Court, and he also gave evidence at the Waitangi Tribunal. And he hopes the Tribunal's recommendations will finally mean an end to what he describes as a pointless, discriminatory law.
It's racist. You know, it's based on race. Now, how the heck can any self-respecting liberal democracy, if we're still one, have that sort of legislation on its statute books?
I want to get to the politics of it soon, but why is it so important, in your view, that prisoners get this right back?
Well, it's not only important for prisoners. It's important. The right to vote is the key thing that differentiates a democracy from any other sort of system of government, right? Now, if it was always my view that if the parliament was allowed to discriminate, sorry, to disenfranchise a particular group because of their status, then that was dangerous ground. We were going down a dangerous route, a dangerous precedent, because it was prisoners out of favour then in 2010. What about the next group that came along that was out of favour? Now, that's what really worried me. So this battle had to be fought, whatever the cost.
Is it going to make prisoners better people to be able to vote? I mean, what benefit will they get from being able to participate?
Well,
when they're stuck behind bars?
Well, it's essential for rehabilitation, in my view. Essential thing for effective rehabilitation is to make prisoners feel they're included as part of the community, to strengthen the links between prisoners and the community, because then they've got a bit of a stake in it. You know, their whānau, their family, whatever. And if you do that, they're less inclined to break the society's rules, in my view, in my experience.
But some people would argue that they've foregone those rights to fully participate in society because of what they've done. You know, they had a chance, they blew it, some people would argue, and therefore you shouldn't get the right to vote.
Well, that's obviously the views of some people, but think about it for a minute. The punishment really... I mean, what's the purpose? First we go back to what is the fundamental, what is the reason for this legislation? What legitimate purpose does it serve? Punishment? Well, it's totally unequal, I mean, because depending on what you were sentenced for when. What about a guy, let's say a burglar, he gets periodic detention. He doesn't go to prison. He can vote, but he's done the same crime as somebody that's got prison. You know, so, and the other thing, deterrence. That's another, you know, legitimate purpose of imprisonment. Well, what? I have yet to meet the criminal that sat down before he committed a crime and thought, shit, if I break this, if I get caught breaking this law, I'll lose my right to vote when I go to prison. It doesn't have any impact on deterrence whatsoever. So what reason is this sitting on the statute books when it breaches so many fundamental rights and principles of a free and democratic society?
Okay, so this ruling has given you some hope. What do you think the biggest barrier is going to be to making change? Because the recommendation is that prisoners get the right to vote in time for the 2020 election. Who or what's the biggest barrier to that happening?
The biggest barrier, and I don't know if I'm allowed to name the biggest barrier.
Name.
Winston Peters.
Really?
The big white elephant in the room. Yet, most members of the government, from my understanding, and I hear, you know, hear quite a few things unofficially, they actually support repeal of this legislation. They want it because it's making New Zealand lose its moral authority in the world and making us an international embarrassment. I mean, we were at the forefront of extending the franchise. Remember, we were the first country in the world to give women the vote. You know, this is undermining everything that's been done, a lot of what's been done, by our previous generations.
Okay, so why do you think that Winston Peters is going to be the problem?
Well, I honestly can't for the life of me figure out why. I think they've got some myth in New Zealand First that their sort of supporters actually support this, right? And I think that's a myth. You know?
What do you mean, tough on crime stance?
Yeah, tough on crime. If you drill down into it, it's not tough on crime, all right? It actually promotes crime.
How so?
Well, because, like I said before, anything that strengthens the link between the community and prisoners, offenders, is going to ultimately lead to a lessening in crime because they feel they've got a stake, so they're not going to reoffend. They're going to be less likely to reoffend, so there's going to be less victims down the road.
Okay, so what would you say to Mr. Peters to convince him, if he needs convincing, that this change should go ahead?
Well, first of all, I'd say, look, Winston, read the report of the tribunal. Read the decision. And, you know, and you'll see, hopefully you'll be persuaded by that. But, I'm quite prepared to debate it, or any information he wants that I've got, I'm quite prepared to make it available to him. But it's not achieving any legitimate purpose. It's got a lot of downside.
What do you think the political mix is of prisoners in terms of the way they would vote?
Well, at the 2014 election, I took a lot of Sounders because, that's what was becoming. And they were, at that stage, I was supporting Mana mostly because it had prisoner-friendly policies, lessening the numbers in prison and stuff like that. So they were overwhelmingly in support of Mana. But now I don't know what it'd be, they tend to, obviously favour policies that, benefit them, like any segment of our society, any voter. So I would imagine the party that had the most prisoner-friendly policy is probably the Green Party. Or Labor.
I want to return briefly to Winston Peters because Labor would need the support of New Zealand First, and as you've identified, the Green Party does support prisoners having the right to vote. Would you like to get in a room with Mr. Peters and explain your position?
I would love to get in a room with Mr. Peters and explain a few. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt and say perhaps there's a hell of a lot he doesn't know. I mean, we all know that if we hear one side of an argument and we don't have all the relevant information before us, we could easily make wrong decisions. We can make cock-ups.
Are you inviting him to meet over this?
I am inviting him. I'm available, at any sort of time.
So does this government need to make it a top priority?
It needs to make it a top priority because every day it remains on the statute books as undermining our international reputation.
Are you enrolled?
Yes. Yes, I certainly am. Yeah. But it wasn't through, the Corrections Department told the tribunal, and I gave evidence to the tribunal also about this, that every prisoner on release gets a so-called enrolment pack. It doesn't happen. In reality, the prisons haven't even got stocks of them. Well, Kerry, where I got released from, never had a stock. You met me the day I got released, and I looked like I had an election pack with me, and I was on my way to enrol.
I didn't notice that. No. So there's between 6,000 and 7,000 prisoners in New Zealand. This is not going to change the outcome of an election or possibly even an electorate seat, is it?
That's where there's a little myth. I don't know if you remember back to the Florida debacle with Bush and Gore, right, where a few hundred, I think, changed the whole United States, a population of 200-something million. 2014 elections, right, personal experience, right? At that election, the decision was basically decided in Te Tai Tokerau. Calvin Davis got, I think it was about 700 votes more than Honey, right? Now, Honey would have bought, with the percentage of the vote that Mana got, he would have bought another MP in, right? If Honey had won Te Tai Tokerau, he would have bought another MP in. That would have been wiped out Key's majority, which I think was one, right? Now, there were far more than 700 Ngāpuhi prisoners around New Zealand. I mean, and I know that they would have probably supported Mana.
So do you think that's why there's resistance, that the prisoners would have the power to change the outcome in a situation like that?
I'd like to think not. I'd like to think our politicians weren't that petty and conniving and self-interested.
But
I think it's got a grain of truth about it. Yeah, I think that our right-wing parties know that the prisoners are, not sort of in the forefront of their supporters. And therefore, hey, what's it going to hurt if they aren't allowed to vote? It's one less lot we've got to worry about. Yeah.
Well, that's former inmate Arthur Taylor, who's long campaigned for prisoners to get the right to vote back. And National today confirmed that it thinks prisoners should lose the freedom to vote if they are sentenced to jail. Let us know what you think on that. Is it a right to vote or is it a privilege? And when should that be taken away from you, if ever? You can text us on 2101, you can tweet us at checkpointRNZ or email checkpoint@rnz.co.nz.